AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Okay, this is AA's Declaration of Unity. This we owe to AA's future, to place our common welfare first, to keep our fellowship united. For on AA unity depend our lives and the lives of those to come. Okay, this is the long form of Tradition 9. Each AA group needs the least possible organization. Rotating leadership is the best. The small group may elect its secretary, the large group its rotating committee, and the groups of a large metropolitan area their central or intergroup committee, which often employs a full-time secretary. The trustees of the General Service Board are, in effect, our AA General Service Committee. They are the custodians of our AA tradition and the receivers of voluntary AA contributions by which we maintain our AA General Service Office at New York. They are authorized by the groups to handle our overall public relations, and they guarantee the integrity of our principal newspaper, the AA Grapevine. All such representatives are to be guided in the spirit of service, for true leaders in AA are but trusted and experienced servants of the whole. They derive no real authority from their titles. They do not govern. Universal respect is the key to their usefulness. And now I'll hand over to our first 20-minute speaker for tonight, who is John.
Thank you, Lee. Good evening, everyone. John Rivers is my name. I, too, am an alcoholic, and through the grace of a loving God, I've not needed to consume ethyl alcohol for several decades, but that's all beside the point. But for this alcoholic, I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes on talking about my experience with these traditions. I was very fortunate in early days to join a strong, powerful, well-organized group. That was good. I was also very privileged to get a good, strong sponsor, a spiritual man, and also a couple of old bleeding deacons, you know, older sober members like me, who were always there. And it just stood me in such great stead. And we started as normal in our fellowship. We started on the steps of recovery and going very well, going good. And then one of the older sober members after a couple of months, he said, "What do you think about that other banner? You know, the other one they have hanging up in the meetings, the one with traditions on it, the one that newcomers like you never read." I said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "Well, look, I've got a strong suggestion here. Let's spend a little time each week by having a look at the traditions." And I did that, not with my sponsor, but with the older sober member. Saint Eric the Placid, his name was. That was his nickname. Saint Eric the Placid, what a lovely name. And he and I, we really got a bit involved in these traditions. And that prompted me after a short while to read and study some of the history of our fellowship, which I proceeded to do. And I found a lot of good stuff in there, I found that when Bill Wilson and our founders realized that A, they were not going to live forever. And Bill particularly was concerned that he was being seen as AA. He was the fulcrum of the whole thing. And he knew how dangerous that was. So I think he must have had divine guidance to even think of the word traditions. If you think about it, why did he call the traditions traditions? I mean, I can understand if they're called rules or do's and don'ts or guidance or, but traditions, totally different concept altogether. I looked the meaning up in my Webster's earlier in the day, and traditions are a much bigger word than rules and things like that. It mentions that they are guidance, often of a spiritual nature, and they are not to be ever changed and will continue on for generations, unending generations. And we do have lots of traditions in our whole everyday existence, you know, lots of them. But for Bill to get this idea of getting traditions, thinking that AA into the future was going to need something concrete, something that's immovable to hang on to. And when he wrote these, he had a devil of a job, because typical of Bill Wilson, a bit like me, a flawed alcoholic he was. And he decided all the visits he and Lois did, which were numerous visits all over the country, particularly in the United States, but not only in the United States. Every meeting he went to, of course, he was always asked to speak. He was often the keynote speaker. And he would always stress the traditions. And he began to get complaints from AA members. Oh, Bill, we love you to come. We love you to come. We love to hear your story. You're beautiful. But you keep on with these bloody traditions. For God's sake, give us a break. So he thought, well, maybe this is not the way to do it. Alcoholics don't like to be preached to. So he took another tack. Now, there was no national board as we know it now. I think it was called something else. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But there was a board of as such. I can't think of the word now. It doesn't matter. So he then went through the required procedure of going through his equivalent of an area and getting the traditions included as an agenda item at the group national conference. And it was done. And it was then, of course, discussed at the board. Now, thank God AA moves so slowly. Thank God it does. Because it took 3 years, 3 years of to-ing and fro-ing and backwards and forwards and discussion and more discussion and rewrites and blah, 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 before these traditions as we see them today were accepted. But they were. And there's a bit in the history, and it's called 5 o'clock one Sunday afternoon. If people want to read a bit of history, they'll find that was in the 1950s. And that's the day when the board, following the advice from as I said, the equivalent of GSOs, passed these traditions. And at that time, the most important thing that's probably ever happened to us, Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob gave AA back to AA. They said, we no longer. No, it's yours. Go for it. It's yours. And they gave it back to AA. Thank goodness they did. Now, that was sort of my introduction to, now, I'll just briefly, because I could listen at the time, I'll get on to the actual tradition 9 about not being organized. And I mean, that in itself is obviously is bloody ridiculous. We are organized. I mean, this function running at the moment couldn't happen unless some good trusted servants of AA with the auspices of area did the organization. Of course not. But that's not really what it's about. It's about we can create service boards. Yes, I know that. And committees who are directly responsible to those they serve. Yeah, I know all that. Now, I could go through line and verse. Having said where Lee is now today, I was chairman of Area E and I made some huge bloody mistakes as chairman of Area E. I remember I got really teed off because there were 90 meetings in those days, probably more now, 90 meetings in area. And I think we had 7 turn up, probably much the same today. And I was pissed off. So I moved a motion that the chairman should be given a new BMW so that he could get about his duties. All those in favour, I think the ayes have it. Passed. Just to illustrate how dangerous it was not to be involved. Not to be involved. And my sponsor and my early older sober members impressed upon me, avail yourself of everything. Everything. Get involved. Avail yourself. And I did. Thank God. And I was also, and I'll close on this because I am, look at the clock. I was very fortunate that from chairman of Area E, you're required to take a year doing nothing. And then I was nominated and elected to the board. That's a very good position to be in. Because you realize what humility is. You realize what powerlessness is. Because if you're a board member, you have all responsibility and absolutely no power whatsoever. You can't do anything unless it's endorsed, thank God, by the group conference. I know for this alcoholic, it was impressed upon me at my first board meeting. You are extremely privileged. And as we read in the long form, or as was read in for us in the long form, that as a board member, you hold in trust, almost a sacred trust, these traditions. Very important to guard them. I'm closing. This is the very last thing, and then I'll get out of your hair. On the last page of the traditions, and I think it sums it up well. We of AA do obey spiritual principles. First, because we must, and ultimately because we love the kind of life that this obedience brings. Now, great suffering and great love are the disciplinarians. We need no others. We need no other person to set rules. We've got them. Great suffering, which we know all about, and great love, which we learn about. All a result of the rules that were set down in the traditions. So I'll be quiet. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I'll look forward to hearing from the second speaker.
Thank you, John, for your share. For those who have come in late, The topic for tonight is Tradition 9. This is the long form of Tradition 9. Each AA group needs the least possible organisation. Rotating leadership is the best. The small group may elect its secretary, the large group its rotating committee, and the groups of a large metropolitan area their central or intergroup committee, which often employs a full-time secretary. The trustees of the General Service Board are, in effect, our AA General Service Committee. They are the custodians of our AA tradition and the receivers of voluntary AA contributions by which we maintain our AA General Service Office at New York. They are authorised by the groups to handle our overall public relations, and they guarantee the integrity of our principal newspaper, the AA Grapevine. All such representatives are to be guided in the spirit of service, for true leaders in AA are but trusted and experienced servants of the whole. They derive no real authority from their titles, they do not govern. Universal respect is the key to their usefulness. So our next speaker tonight is Marketa. Over to you.
Thank you, Lee. Well, my name is Marketa and I'm an alcoholic. And it is a tremendous pleasure for me to be part of this workshop. Thank you for the invitation. As you can hear, just a short introduction of myself. I come from Prague, from Czech Republic, and I'm living in Munich, Germany. And my whole group is the Munich Newcomers Group. And to be honest, when I first heard that I had been invited to speak on the topic of Tradition 9, I just said to myself, oh, what did you have committed to? But the sentence, always willing be to do service, comes up into my mind. And yes, I am, service. Then I'm a recovered alcoholic who stayed together in unity. And recovery, unity, and service are the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the 12 traditions of AA, I just wrote it in AA, symbolize the sacrificial character of our life together. And they are the greatest force for unity that we know. And I'd like to thank John for your just brilliant share. So very inspiring for me to hear just someone who is a long, long time in AA and have the experiences. Always a pleasure for me. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. So please be patient with me. And while researching what Tradition 9 is all about, I found an essay from Bill Wee. And it has been published in the magazine, of the AA magazine Grapevine, in 1988. And there's a part taken from the book, The Language of the Heart. It has been written in August 1948. And allow me to read just a short part of this essay. The least possible organization, that's our universal ideal. No fees, no dues, no rules imposed on anybody. One alcoholic bringing recovery to the next. That's the substance of what we most desire, isn't it? But how shall this simple ideal best be realized? Often a question that. We have, for example, the kind of AA who is for simplicity, terrified of anything organized. He tells us that AA is getting too complicated. He thinks money only makes trouble. Committees only make dissension. Elections only make politics. Paid workers only make professionals and clubs only cuddle slippers. Says he, let's get back to coffee and cakes by cozy firesides. If any alcoholics stray our way, let's look after them. But that's enough. Simplicity is our answer. Quick opposed to such halcyon simplicity is the AA promoter. Left to himself, he would bang the cannon and twang the lyre at every crossroad of the world. Millions for drunks, great AA hospitals, batteries of paid organizer, and publicity experts wielding at the latest paraphernalia of sound and script. Such would be our promoter's dream. Yes, sir, he would bark. My two-year plan calls for 1 million AA members by 1950. For one, I'm glad we have both conservatives and enthusiasts. They teach us much. The conservative will surely see to it that the AA movement never gets overly organized, but the promoter will continue to remind us of our terrific obligation to the newcomer and to those hundreds of thousands of alcoholics still waiting all over the world to hear of AA. We shall naturally take the firm and safe middle course. AA is always violently resisted to the idea of any general organization. Yet, paradoxically, we have ever stoutly insisted upon organizing certain special services, mostly those absolutely necessary to effective and plentiful 12-step work. I will leave it there. So the most of us do follow in our personal lives the 12 suggested steps of to recovery. I'll do it for my choice because I prefer recovery to death. And tradition 9 in short form says AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. So this is an important distinction that AA such as whole is not organized in the sense of organization usually are. That is, there is no governing body policing the membership and issuing edicts from above in accordance with a firm set of membership rules. Similarly, there exists no sanctioned processes whereby members or group of members can be punished or fired up for not following to the rules or demands of the organization. And within this unorganized organization, what AA does have is traditions and service structure. So let me look at the tradition 9 from the perspective of the group. The most important person that walks into a group is the newcomer. Without him, we surely die as an individual or as a whole. If we try to organize him, he will flee. After all, his life is already unmanageable. I have been one of those who never wanted to be organized. Might be due years living in dictatory system or due my self-centered ego, who knows? The fact is, one day I notice that my life is unmanageable. And I've been desperate enough. I just needed help. This happened like more years ago, like 16 years ago. There were no possibility of Zoom meetings, which is such a great opportunity nowadays. Neither Skype meetings were available in Germany, and this time I've been already in Germany. An announcement in the newspapers woke up my awareness. That's been a short announcement of AA, and so I have picked up the phone, I dialed the number, and why I'm telling this? If there were no person on the phone giving me some information, telling me where the next AA meetings are, I might not be there today. So if nobody do the group work, if nobody respond to emails, if the phone rings unanswered, then A, as we know, would stop. Our communication, let's say, lines with those who need our help would be broken. So AA has function. So I go back to the tradition and service. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the still suffering alcoholics, tradition 5. The groups, every single member, are the base of AA such as whole. I'll try to share my screen now. Let's see if it works. I think that looks good. So, can you see it? Yes, thank you. So AA service structure, I'm not going into details of the AA service structure, just for imagination. You see, it contains the 12 traditions, 12 steps, and the concept of service. So on the next one is a triangle, just triangle or pyramid if you want to. What is the exception of this triangle? It is an inverted triangle. And that's how AA. What's the exception of AA? So normally, you know, if a firm, if company or government are organized, there's an upverted triangle. But by AA, at the bottom of the group, a people, three people can start a meeting. And then when the group grows, and more members come in the group. And as also Bob and John says, they can elect the GSRs, the link to the intergroups. I will stay on the group level. So just take one more look on the screen and I stop sharing the screen and we'll continue with the reading. So you've seen the structure. The group needs some services as such. As I came to the AA, I really appreciate that I've been welcomed. There's been one person standing in front of the door and just saying me, hello, welcome. Have you been ever in the group or are you new in AA? And it helped me and let me just in. And I found it amazing. And I hope that the pandemic time is one day over, that there were cookies and coffees. And also someone has to cook the coffee or cook the tea and serve the cookie. So like caterer, and someone has to collect the money like treasurer and so on and so on. What I wanted to say, that we need such kind of organization, but every group needs the least possible organization. And as it in the long form of the tradition, it's written, rotating leadership is the best. And I would like to share my personal experience with the service. As you hear, I'm a not native English speaker. I came to Germany and I just started attending first the German groups and then the English groups. So both not my languages, but what I've done from the beginning, I've done service and it helped me to be committed because I needed. I needed something. I needed something to stick on. Otherwise, I would start to drain. And I've done the simple services like reader. And then, of course, I worked with the steps. I asked someone for help and I became on sponsor. Sponsor is a person who worked through the steps and help. Can you help to do the same? And as my sponsor nominated me for more responsible services like secretary or later alternate GSR, at the first moment I just stuck it. No, I can't do it. What happened? I fail. I'm not able to do it. But what my sponsor told it to me, and this is important, and I think this is also really important part of the tradition 9. We are all volunteers. There are some paid jobs, but I stay on the group level. We are volunteers and they are all the members. They can help you. You can also create like position of helping in service. I don't have the word at the moment, too nervous for it, but there are all the members, they can help you. They can show you how it works and with love and kindness. Nobody is going paid. Imagine I have to pay my sponsor for the time, for the days, years. That will be millions. And I'm really grateful for my sponsor that I have won and I've worked through the steps because I'm still alive. Yeah, that's a gift. And I'm in service. I do carry the message. I'm giving best with the best ability I have today. Yeah, and I think I lost my thread. But I have one more paragraph I'd like to read. And it's great that we have also AA literature. Yeah, and that we're working. And as you've seen it also in the structure, so the traditions, the 12 steps, the traditions, and the concepts. So allow me to read another paragraph from the book AA Comes of Age. It is in the chapter The Three Legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it is the page 123. The first paragraph starting with the group conscious of Alcoholics Anonymous, as represented by your name it and chosen General Service Conference, will take over the permanent care and custody of the organized world service of this entire fellowship. And in the spirit of Tradition 9, we old-timers will step aside, leaving with you only the offer of our advice if and when you want it. We shall no longer direct or govern, nor will anybody else. AA, as such, should always remain unorganized. It will fall then to your lot to guard this treasured principle. So AA is a society without organization, animated only by the spirit of service, true fellowship. And this is all I have today. Those are my experience to this minute, living just for today. Thank you for letting me be in service.
Thanks very much, Marketa. So we'd like to thank the speakers for tonight, John and Marketa. So now we finish with the Serenity Prayer.
To the God of your own understanding, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And make sure you keep coming back.